Okay, welcome back. Here we go. Hour number three. Deborah Tavares is with us. Deborah and Lou, probably one of the great, it's like Mr. and Mrs. North, one of the great couples who are out there pushing the boundaries of what we're allowed to know and finding out things we're not allowed to know and even doing worse than that. They're telling us about it. And she's here tonight to tell us some things that I think are going to really shock you. They got my attention in a hurry. And this is really, I think, probably the best news I've heard in a long time. Hello, Deborah. Welcome back to the program.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for having me on the program. Absolutely. I want to, of course, tell the audience some very important things that how the trickery has continued. Certainly, everyone knows that we've been massively dumbed down through the entire education.
Deadly deceit. System. Deadly deceit.
Deceived. We've been poisoned into and chemically lobotomized and on and on. But this is a very important quote out of The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It says this: all science is merely a means to an end. The means is knowledge. The end is control.
Wow.
Beyond this remains only one issue. Mm-hmm. Who will be the beneficiary?
Mm-hmm.
And so besides the fact that we find that we have been deceived and misinformed, intentionally, we've also been deceived by doublespeak and words that have been used to create a different meaning. So we find
it's a semantic war on us, is what it is, and it's nonstop.
It absolutely is. In fact, I'm just going to refer everyone. I cannot underscore the importance of reading the report from Iron Mountain. And or certainly watching the YouTube documentary, which is not the entire report. But, Jeff, I just want to read a couple of nuggets that I pulled out of the actual report.
Uh-huh.
Because it leads into the good news that we're going to talk about this evening on the program. This is amazing news, actually. But people need to understand the level of deception. And here's what the report from Iron Mountain is really all about. It was to determine the minimum and optimum levels of destruction of life, destruction of property, and destruction of natural resources on the possibility mm-hmm. and desirability of peace. So here we have the illusion. They're telling us destruction of life, property, and natural resources for peace. So, doublespeak. We're ending up with the word peace, mm-hmm. and we're disregarding the mm-hmm. evil mm-hmm. that was above that. And the report tells us many things, but on page 5, here's an example. The deliberate intensification of air and water pollution as part of the program leading to peace. Long-range planning and budgeting to the optimum levels number of lives to be destroyed annually in overt warfare is high on the Iron Mountain Group's list of priorities for the government. And it goes on to tell us that the report was never intended for publication. In fact, they were concerned that if it was released for publication, that uncertain advantages of public discussion on the Iron Mountain's conclusions and recommendations would greatly be outweighed by the clear and predictable danger of crisis in public confidence, which with the untimely publication of the Iron Mountain report and what that publication would evoke as far as the crisis was concerned. They also talked about how they would utilize the office of the president. And on page 69, they talk about they proposed the establishment under executive order of the president of a permanent war peace research agency empowered and mandated to execute the programs described in the Iron Mountain report. And it said that the agency would be provided with unaccountable funds sufficient to implement its responsibilities and decisions at its mm-hmm. own discretion. Mm-hmm. Now, I've shared many times in the past the illusion of government We just, many people voted. They're now hoping for change. But certainly what I think many people need to understand through the indoctrination is we do have a corporate de facto system that's posing as a representative government. And it's quite obvious by now that it's not representing us. And to that end, I just wanted to go right into the good news by illustrating the illusion that was first perpetrated on us. And that, of course, was the illusion of peak oil. And in all of the documents that our cities are basing policies and ordinances and control mechanisms, these documents all contain the requirement to reduce fossil fuel.
Yeah.
We've got to reduce fossil fuel. And
now let me say one thing right there. Whenever you folks hear the term fossil fuel, you either need to correct the person that said it or you need to get away from them. They are completely lost. Oil, petroleum has nothing whatsoever to do with fossils, of dinosaurs, of plants. No animal, no vegetable matter has created oil on this planet. The Russians proved it over and over again. The deeper they drilled, the more they would find oil. They found oil at over 8 miles down. And if you think that dead dinosaurs and ferns caused oil to be created 8 miles below the Earth, you better think again. So the lie of fossil fuel continues to this day.
It does, and it's in all of the documents. In fact, what I've been recommending people do, Jeff, is type in their city, the name of their city and their state, followed by policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. You can type in your school board, policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. You can type in the Center for Disease Control and Protection, the CDC, mm-hmm. policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. In fact, you can type in most all of the corporate agencies. We're talking about the Bureau of Land Management. We're talking about the FCC. We're talking about General Electric. Any and all, you'll find that they are all promoting the false science of global warming. And again, we're being massively deceived and tricked, and science is being rewritten. Science is based on the new technology of mind control through the Delphi technique, and all science now is based upon consensus. In fact, when we recently attended an IEEE meeting, Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers, we were stunned to see that these designers of future technologies and those that have already designed future technologies that are covert and they're not letting us know what they are, were set up under the Delphi protocol for meeting input after speakers spoke at this two-day symposium about the future beyond 2035. It was stunning to see how these scientists and engineers were tricked into the Delphi technique. And for those of you that are listening that do not understand what the Delphi technique is, I would just do a search, Delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I. But understand, it is the mind control strategy that was organized by the Rand Corporation in the 60s. And it's the method in which all corporate meetings are conducted. There are trained facilitators. Many cities call them hired consultants. They pay thousands and thousands of dollars to bring in these trained facilitators under the Delphi technique. In fact, Jeff, I recently learned about what it would require if I decided to be on a board that was going to be a Delphi board, and I knew mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. And this is what they said. They said in order to be approved to be on an advisory panel committee, that I would have to agree to the consensus approach of the decision model. In other words, I had to agree mm-hmm. to either be in favor of mm-hmm. what the majority was believing, or I would have to say I can live with it. That was the criteria for me to be able to sit on a board that was defining the existence and the continued existence of our rural volunteer firefighter.
Well, that makes it a consensus, an automatic consensus.
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. So, again, we need to certainly understand that peak oil was designed by Rockefeller. It was certainly a part of the way in which business is conducted, because by creating scarcity and telling people there's not much, then there could be massive amounts of money made on the market of scarcity.
Sure.
And there's an excellent YouTube. I recommend everybody watch it. It's called The Origins of Oil, and it is Colonel Fletcher Prouty. And I, again, The Origins of Oil, to understand the illusion and the scare tactics and the fear around the deception. So that brings us into the deception now of water. Because certainly, as you know, Jeff, we're being hit in California with the illusion of scarcity. We're having to reduce not only watering anything that's green, I mean, lawns, the cities are actually paying 50 cents a square foot up to 1,000 square feet for you to take out your lawns. Some cities are even paying more per square foot.
Mm-hmm.
We have water police that are literally people that are patrolling the streets between 4:30 and 6:30 in the morning to see if anybody is violating any runoff.
That's in your town?
That's in Santa Rosa in Northern California, which is about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge for people who can think about that geographically.
Right.
So in Santa Rosa, we have requirements. We must, as the governor of California instructed in January of 2014, we had to reduce a mandatory reduction of 20% of water consumption in the state. And should the drought continue, the next phase will be a 30% reduction, a total. So 10 more percent reduction from our current 20. And at the 30% reduction, we will not be allowed to plant annual flowers or vegetables or vines.
Oh, how nice.
So we will be precluded from planting food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all based on an illusion, because they've created the idea of scarcity. In fact, on our website, stopthecrime.net, under the Water Wars link, we have a couple of extremely important documents. We really need everyone's help in downloading these documents and getting them out far and wide, because our research team found one out of Oxford, England. And again, it's under the Water Wars link of stopthecrime.net, and it's entitled Water Market USA. And the reason that we recommend everyone download it immediately is it really does say the tell everyone the plan of how the globalists intend to privatize the water within the United States. It talks about the agencies that are involved in this plot, the EPA, the Department of Interior, the Bureau of Reclamation. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very, very disturbing document, but it is their plan, and we need to know their plans because they've made them available to us. The next plan of privatization is another document that was found out of Israel, and it's a Goldman Sachs document entitled Sustainable Growth, Taking a Deep Dive into Water.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a large document, Jeff, but it talks about how the shale revolution is just a growing market. It's a growing alternative to oil, and it's led by the shale revolution in the United States.
Shale gas, fracking? Yeah, you bet.
Yes, and they say that this will be a successful business because it is an unconventional gas, but it's water intensive, and they say that adequate water supply is crucial as an ingredient for shale production.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell us, this is a Goldman Sachs document,
mm-hmm.
that U.S. shale development has been aided by the United States' abundant water resources.
Well, where'd they get that water? We all know that shale, if you study it, requires an extraordinary amount of water. So all of a sudden, this drought, and there's a lot of shale oil and shale gas drilling in California, where are they getting the water?
Well, that's where we're going to go now, because I think it's certainly important for everyone to understand, again, how science has been maneuvered for profits, for the market. Again, we're not only USA Inc., we're Earth Inc., and what we have is USA Inc. is stealing the water for profits and power, and they're creating water markets from a natural resource. And the wars of the 21st century will be fought over water rather than oil. And we can see that that is becoming the reality. But here's another reality, and this is quite amazing. We learned that there is not peak water like peak oil. There is an abundant amount of water. It's called primary water.
Okay, let me ask you to hold on. Let's get that title. I want to hear that. Primary water. Primary water.
Yes.
Now, peak oil was predicated on the idea that there was a finite amount of it here, and we had tapped
right.
it, and we were already past the peak potential reserves that were in the planet's crust, and there would be no more. We found out, of course, that that was a complete lie, and that the Earth creates oil through geological processes and heat at great depths and presses it up to the surface where it collects in pools that we call oil fields. That's why if you understand peak oil being a lie, there is unlimited oil. It's constantly being made, and that's why a lot of empty oil fields now are full and pumping again. So the Earth's blood is considered to be oil by many. Now, I'm going to suggest that I think I know where Deborah's going with this, and there is also a secondary blood system, if you will, that the planet Earth has.
That's right. And it's called water. And water is in abundance. It is deep in the Earth, but it doesn't have to be accessed by deep wells. And it's because primary water naturally pushes up from the fracture zones in the Earth's crust. And we have a
artesian wells are an example of that, of course.
Absolutely. In fact, what we recently discovered, we attended a water meeting last week here in Northern California, and there were representatives there from Napa. Napa is where that 6.0 earthquake occurred the end of August. And what the newspapers were writing about shortly after the earthquake were all of these dry rivers and creeks that were suddenly flowing with water. And they just couldn't understand where that water was coming from.
Huh.
Well, that 6.0 earthquake was a release for the fractures, and the water just came bubbling up. And we asked the Napa water representatives just last week, are those creeks still running? And they are. Not only are the creeks in Napa still running, they talked about one of the wells that has become an artesian well. Water is flowing out of it. They don't even have to pump it. And so what they are not explaining to the people is that this is primary water. And this is what we must all understand. We have been deceived by the idea of water scarcity. And when you read the documents on StopTheCrime.net under the Water Wars, the Goldman Sachs, and that USA Water document that I'm recommending, they're all built around the deception of scarcity. And they talk about the profits that will be made out of scarcity. And, Jeff, they talk about the tremendous increased profit opportunity by cleaning up the water that they, in fact, have poisoned intentionally with all of those injection wells, like vaccinating the globe with these toxic injection wells. This is not even fracking. This is how industry was using the Earth as an invisible dump site. Over 680,000 of these injection wells throughout the United States alone. And already over 150,000 of them are poisoning the groundwater supplies. Now, primary water is deeper than groundwater. And when I asked some of the primary water experts about the toxins that were being injected by these injection wells, This is what I understand is the opportunity with the primary water. The primary water pushes out the poisonous water, and yes, it does become groundwater, and it does, certainly become the available water in our groundwater plains. But we can be drinking clean, fresh water that is not contaminated when we access primary water. And this is important to know. Israel consulted with these primary water experts in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
In order to populate Israel, they needed to find water. It was a dry, waterless, seemingly waterless desert region. And these primary water experts located primary water, and that is why Israel was able to populate. And the same thing, Jeff, we talked about Muammar Gaddafi, and we talked about the amazing great man-made river project that he built with oil revenues.
Well, it was called by many the eighth wonder of the world at the time, what he did. And what he did, he paid for with his life.
Well, he did, and I would recommend people do some research on Muammar Gaddafi's Great Man-Made River Project. You will learn why, when NATO went in, they bombed the water resources. Because
first thing they did was to bomb that that incredible water project, destroy it, so the desert could no longer bloom. It was just
sickening. Actually, it brought Libya to its knees because he had used oil revenue to when they were drilling for oil in the desert, they found this water.
Yeah,
and he was trying to encourage the Libyan people to come into that area and farm, but the people liked the climate in Libya, and so he decided he'd have to bring the water to them. And that is how that great man-made river project started. He brought the water to them using oil revenue. And he said at the time that this is the biggest answer to America and all the evil forces who accuse us of being concerned with terrorism. We are only concerned with peace and progress. America is against life and progress. It pushes the world towards darkness. He knew that this would happen once he was able to become self-reliant. He wanted the Libyan people to have their own water supply, their own gold-backed currency, as well as food. And they
He was trying to take the whole country to a state of self-sufficiency, predicated, of course, upon the natural resources of Libya. And he was so successful that they had to put an end to it.
Well, and they did. They brought Libya to its knees, and now people can certainly search some of the aspects of what the Libyan people lost after the war. And it's quite astounding, the benefits that the Libyan people
had. Yeah, I have to take a break here. The Libyan people had more benefits from the natural resources of their country through their government than any other country I have ever heard about on this planet. And you didn't hear about it in the mainstream media. All you heard about was how crazy Gaddafi was and all the rest of it. Nothing could be further from the truth. They had benefit after benefit, as all peoples should, from the resources of their own countries. But they don't get it because it's skimmed off by the crooks that have taken control. Stand by, we'll be right back with Deborah Tavares and she and Lou's work in just a couple minutes. Does peak water, does primary water mean that we can abandon logical, pragmatic, intelligent water management programs and policies? No, of course not. But it does mean, just like with the dissolution and the evaporation of the peak oil lie, we can now, if this is all true, and every indication is that it is, we can now relax. We will have drinkable, clear water, as much as we basically need, forever. Because if the earth is making oil, the earth is making water, and if we have both, end of story.
Well, Jeff, certainly Gaddafi was an example of tapping into primary water. And, of course, many people know that it takes two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen to create water. And I would recommend everyone learn more about this amazing truth and the science that they're trying to prohibit getting out. We must get this out far and wide. You can go to stopthecrime.net on the homepage. You will see a link entitled Primary Water. And there's an excellent illustration that visually shows you primary and secondary water cycles. And there's quite a bit of reading material that is from the Primary Water Institute. We're going to talk about what the Primary Water Institute has already accomplished. Certainly, they have gone to Africa and spent 9 years digging multiple wells and finding just literally 200 to 300 gallons a minute in an arid area that only would get 10 inches of rain a year. And I can say that this is startling news for most people that are listening, because, again, we have been Delphi'd. We have been made to believe untruths. We are believing that the truths are lies and the lies are truth. And as we now can relax because of the knowledge of knowing we have available water.
Okay, but are they going to allow us access to this primary water?
Well, I can tell you that it's one well at a time. And people need to understand that. They need to work together to access primary water. There will be those that will be able to assist with locating where those fissures are and where primary water is. It doesn't need to be deep. You can access it just a couple of hundred feet, but you have to know where to do it. And it's just, again, an illustration of the Napa earthquake and how the fissures developed after that 6.0 quake, mm-hmm. and the water was released. We can find where the primary water is, and it's simple for people that know how to look at the various maps and be able to figure out where that is located. And I can say that because primary water pushes up naturally through the fissure zones in the Earth's crust, it's released, the water is released, and they talk about how high pressures in the Earth's mantle make this upward movement of primary water possible and inevitable. And they tell us it's not necessary to drill hundreds of miles deep in order to access the abundant and valuable resource. And in many cases, primary water can be found at the surface, which you talked about, and of the earth. And that's demonstrated in many natural springs. And it can also be accessed by drilling near the surface, even less than 200 feet. And in some cases, earthquakes, such as the recent one in Napa, as we talked about, it removes the blockages and opens the channel for the primary water to then be released. And this is an interesting situation. We're hearing along the coast that we're having a saltwater intrusion, that because of the groundwater pumping and the reduction of groundwater, that the ocean water is actually moving in.
Correct.
Those vacant cavities, because we don't have the groundwater there to keep the force against the ocean water from coming in.
Right.
Well, I talked to the primary water experts about this and was told that all we have to do is access primary water, which would flow constantly and in abundance. It would fill up the groundwater tables that have been been pumped down. And it would keep that force against the coastline and not allow what they're calling as sea level rise. This is being intentionally created. We have sea level rise in the sense that we have the ocean, the saltwater intrusion. And this is quite a large conversation along San Francisco coastal areas in the Petaluma area.
Well, it should be. Not only are we having saltwater intrusion where we don't want it, but we're having radioactive saltwater intrusion.
So. Well, that's absolutely right. And so we can push that out. We can keep these fertile lands plantable, and we can have the water. But your question about whether they'll allow it, certainly they want to create a market out of it. And that's evidenced in those documents that I referred to that we found out of Oxford, England, and the Goldman Sachs document. This is a market. And one of the things that's a concern, and I was talking to somebody in the UK, actually in Ireland just recently, and I was told that they have a treaty in play right now, much as we do, and it's called the T, as in Tom, TIP, T-I-P. And what they revealed in their treaty, and I would imagine that this is typical verbiage across the board in the treaties that they're moving forward in the United States with. But an example was made that Occidental Petroleum wanted to go into Ecuador and drill, and Ecuador did not want them there. And so Occidental Petroleum sued Ecuador $1.8 billion for lost revenue. So what we're having is we're having a revolution that will not be televised other than through programs like this, Jeff. And we need to certainly access the staff of life, which is water. We need air, we need light, and we need water. Water for food and water to exist. And at this moment, it's very clear in California. They're looking to literally do massive land theft through the false illusion of water scarcity.
Well, they're using the drought not only to do that, but they have been. Agenda 21 is trying to push people into urban areas. Why? So they can control the water and the power, all the services, the infrastructure, much easier than if people were spread out into urban, suburban, and rural agrarian areas where they can drill wells. They don't want that because that'll tip their cards.
Well, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. In fact, this is really going to lead into the haste of the Wildlands Project, because people will willingly leave their land if they don't understand how water really works. They'll think they're out of water, and they can't live on their land once they do believe they're out of water.
And they'll leave, and they'll move in. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Well, this is it's kind of dangerous information to be putting out there. You're upsetting a very big plan. You both should be commended for finding all this. Hold on, we have to take a break. We'll come right back in just a minute as we talk about primary water more. Can the earth be making clean, pure water constantly like it is oil? Well, that's what the data says. And one of the biggest kept secrets of all from the masses around the world. Never going to run out of oil, and apparently now we're never going to run out of clean, new water. That's the best news I've heard in years.
That is. And one of the primary water experts told us that after spending many, many decades of successful primary water studies and drilling projects, he had proven that we can access this abundant source and supplement even our current atmospheric water. We're taught that water comes from rain or snow, and that is the atmospheric aspect of water, which is also coming from primary water. And that's why I recommend everyone go to stopthecrime.net, print some of the documents off of Water Wars, but certainly go to the primary water link. Get this information out far and wide as quickly as you can. Because, Jeff, as you said, this is not information they want us to know about. But the floodgates are opening up. People want to know the truth. And we must hold on to our access of water, particularly when it's in abundance and it's right below our feet, and people can now start looking down instead of looking up. We have to be aware of this little-known science, and certainly I know locally here, the Napa earthquake has proven to people that water is coming from other sources other than from the atmosphere. And because we also know that the drought in California has been intentionally and deliberately engineered by the geoengineering program, we have to now rely on primary water because the weather is fully weaponized. We found something also very disturbing on the Harvard Law School website. When we were touring the watershed area here in Northern California, we were told that they're moving towards creating water trusts. Now, again, the word doublespeak. Trust is not trust. Replace trust with theft. Because the Harvard Law School tells us this, that they're getting their feet wet, an introduction to water trusts. It says this, water trusts are private, nonprofit organizations that acquire water rights in order to enhance inflow or conservation. And I want to say something else that we discovered during the tour of our watershed, Jeff. We discovered that our upper comes from a river called the Eel River, and it goes through a hydroelectric plant that PG&E operates and actually owns, and they acquired the water rights in 1930 for the upstream water that feeds the Russian River that gives Sonoma County and Marin its water supply.
Meaning they can divert the water?
Well, PG&E, number one, it's important for everyone to type in your search engine, PG&E, which is an acronym for Pacific Gas and Electric, followed by the word Rothschild. And you will find that PG&E is Rothschild. A Rothschild owns the water rights that is the delivery system to the water here. And recently, in January of 2014, PG&E was asking the California Public Utility Commission for reduced flows from the Eel River. In other words, to further underscore the sense of water scarcity by water reduction, which would put pressure on all of us to further reduce our water usage, because suddenly PG&E was requesting lower flows, and they were requesting lower flows because of the endangered fish. So I want to just also tell everyone, we have a lot of perpetrators in the United States, corporate agencies. We have to start calling them out. We can't let these agencies hide under the guise of not understanding who they are. And I will tell you that there's a list in the back of these documents that I recommend everyone download. That would be the Goldman Sachs Sustainable Growth, Taking a Deep Dive into Water, as well as the Water Market USA. You will find not only the World Bank, Viola, which is Rothschild, Goldman Sachs, you will find Nestle, Coca-Cola, the Rand Corporation, NASA, the Scripps Institute, NOAA, which is the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, Bechtel Corporation, the EPA. Now, the EPA is really a very substantial player in privatizing the water globally and in the United States. They're the front for creating endangered species requirements and standards that are literally going to bring our public municipal water agencies to their knees, because they will not be able to afford all of the requirements that the EPA will be
No way. Foiled. They're scripting the play. They're
Absolutely.
Writing it.
It's important to know that the USGS is involved as well, the Army Corps of Engineers, the Bureau of Reclamation, General Electric. But the Department of Interior, I would recommend everyone type this in. I found this very disturbing. You will as well. When you type in the Department of Interior, followed by potential water supply crisis by 2025, you'll find a map. It's a map of the western United States, and it's color-coded. And it identifies unmet rural water needs and the anticipated level of crisis, potential water crisis, with, again, the unmet rural water needs, but also conflict potentials indicated as being moderate potentials, conflict potentials as being substantial, and conflict potential very high. Now, what do they mean by conflict potential? Well, let me read this to you. This is what it says. And this is referring specifically to Sonoma County and Marin County here in Northern California. But it includes the entire map of the western United States from Texas all the way to all the states to along the Pacific coast. Sonoma County and Marin counties are clearly identified on the map as having dark yellow status for conflict. The Department of Interior interprets this risk as substantial. In fact, not only is there a substantial risk for conflict, the risk is calculated as being the same as Klamath County. Klamath County is north of, it straddles the California-Oregon border.
Right.
And the conflict has already commenced in Klamath County, and people have been shot and shot at. This is the risk they're talking about. They're talking about guns.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about the theft of people's water, and will people allow it? Well, I want to just advise everyone that's listening. If you know of any farmers or ranchers, I would recommend that you help educate them on primary water. Also, all the local welling drill companies. I would recommend that everyone consider pulling their well drilling permits. Because just last week, Ventura County, which is just slightly south of Santa Barbara in California, issued a sneak well drilling moratorium. And I will have that on my website. You can watch the ranchers and those that have orange orchards, etc., pleading with the Board of Supervisors in Ventura County not to prevent well drilling permitting. And they went ahead and approved it, not unanimously, but enough to get it approved. And I can see this cascading across California. And, in fact, I can see the inability to drill wells cascading across the country. That's why we must immediately understand primary water. We need to access it on all our rural properties as quickly as possible. I would recommend that. People can pull their well drilling permits. You can find out how long a drilling permit is valid until you must drill or drill for your well. In other words, you can just hold on to your permit. At least that's how it worked in the moratorium in Ventura. If you had your well drilling permit, you were permitted, and you were able to drill a well. But people realized that there might be a moratorium on well drilling, and they started to request permits, Jeff, and they actually backdated the moratoriums by several weeks so that anybody that had tried to submit would fall under the moratorium.
Yeah, they're just amazing. There's an institute called the Primary Water Institute, and it's very thorough. If you do a search for primary water, you'll find it.
Primary, well, it's actually on StopTheCrime.net.
You have it there?
Yes. If people look at stopthecrime.net, you can not only find the Water Wars documents that I referred to, but right next to the Water Wars link on the home page, we have Primary Water. You can click on that, and that will also get you to the Primary Water Institute. And as you said, it's very, very thorough. In fact,
what the point I'm trying to make is, and we're out of time here, you have a tremendous amount of backup data to support what you're saying here. This isn't just something that you heard in an internet email or an internet story. This is well known, but it's being suppressed clearly for reasons that are very obvious. So, wow. Well, what we've learned tonight is big. It's as big as learning that peak oil was a fraud, and that was something else. So, what's
next? Well, Jeff, that's absolutely right, and we must share this far and wide. That's what we need to do at this moment.
StopTheCrime.net, it's right there. Thank you, Deborah. Say hello to Lou. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Okay, good night. Okay, so there we go. Primary water. That is really good news. Actually, wonderful news. All right, that's our program this Friday. That means weekend coming up. Hope you have a good one. Take good care. We'll be back with you Sunday night on our Best of Encore. Of course, the Rents Radio Network broadcasts around the clock 24/7 for you, and wonderful hosts, wonderful programs. So listen in and enjoy. Take care. In the meantime, you know where you can find us at rents.com.